This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Abortion rights groups Planned Parenthood, NARAL, and Emily's List had said they'd spend $150 million in 9 key states ahead of this year's midterms, more than double their 2020 election spending, and that was before the leaked draft opinion indicating the Supreme Court is set to rescind the right to abortion in America. Data from nonprofit Open Secrets also show anti-abortion groups have ramped up spending in recent years, although that side typically spends less. I'm joined by Mary Ziegler, a visiting professor at the Harvard Law School. She has a book on the way with the title Dollars for Life, the Anti-Abortion Movement and the Fall of the Republican Establishment. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
When you look at the numbers broad brush, it appears like the abortion rights groups are doing a lot more spending than the anti-abortion groups are this time around. Is that your sense too?
It is my sense too, and it accords with what we know historically, which is that abortion rights groups tend to do well in moments of crisis. A lot of people couldn't believe there would be a moment when the Supreme Court would reverse Roe. And when those moments seem to come, there's often a tremendous amount of money that pours into abortion rights groups, elections for candidates who could support abortion rights. So this is in keeping with what we'd expect.
Now, anti-abortion groups have certainly been spending and dedicating resources, perhaps not as much this year compared to the other side, but it's certainly been an enduring campaign where money has changed hands.
Absolutely. And one of the more interesting things I think about the anti-abortion side is that they've been pretty sophisticated, not just in raising money for themselves, but they've helped to pilot some of the campaign finance strategies we see unfolding. Nonprofits, dark money, some of the major players in the fight against campaign finance laws have been in the anti-abortion movement. So I think if you're looking at that story, it goes beyond just the numbers you see coming into the major anti-abortion groups.
Anti-abortion groups have been very astute at financing state and local elections, perhaps with a greater focus than abortion rights groups, do you think?
I think that's absolutely fair. I mean, I think if you look at where the action has been, in abortion politics in recent decades, it's really been in the states. And then if you look at where sometimes you see dollars focused and messaging focused on the pro-choice side or the abortion rights side, it tends to be on national races. So I think they've been kind of out-organized and out-strategized in the money race and in the kind of broader politics race at the state level. And we've seen the fruits of that really since the 2010 midterms, when Republicans took control of so many state legislatures for the first time and used those state legislatures as sort of laboratories for new restrictive abortion policies.
Does spending correlate with outcomes?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think there's been an advantage on the pro-choice side usually in spending, and yet here we are where Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. Now, obviously, Roe v. Wade being overturned has to do with lots of things beyond spending, so it's an oversimplification to say that spending doesn't work. At the same time, I think we've seen that in some instances, politicians are catering here to what they perceive to be the voters who care the most about this issue, the voters who actually pick candidates based on their views on abortion rather than the kind of median voter who's probably more likely to support abortion rights, but may not ultimately care as much. So sometimes it's hard for, I think, especially for the abortion rights side, to translate those dollars into action, into votes. And the question really, I think, now is when we're at a point of sort of existential crisis for the abortion rights side, where states are moving toward, you know, not just criminalizing the actions of doctors, maybe the actions of patients, maybe defining abortion really broadly. Is that a turning point, right? Can then those dollars actually translate into something more than they have in recent decades?
Mary Ziegler, visiting professor at the Harvard Law School. Her forthcoming book is titled Dollars for Life, the Anti-Abortion Movement and the Fall of the Republican Establishment. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.